Hello and welcome to Am I Old Yet? A series of short radio plays. Episode 3, Flowers for the Birthday Girl. Good. Should do it. Now, do not hit send, Helen. Oh, glad I remembered that. Okay, coffee, toast, maybe. Give it time to simmer. Give me time to simmer down. Oh, Lordy, I'm doing it again. Not just talking to myself, but answering back. Yes? Yes, I'm coming. Yes, I'm on my way. Goodness sake, where are my keys? Oh, in the door. Okay. Hang on. Hey, hang on. Wait. All right, don't then. Oh, wow. Oh, they're beautiful. Now, who is sending me flowers? No card. Odd. Oh, well, never mind. I'll find out soon enough. Hi, honey. It's you.
Hi, Mum. How are you?
Darling, I feel wonderful. Did you send me flowers?
No.
Thank you so much. They are absolutely gorgeous. Why are you sending me flowers? It's not my birthday, is it? No, that's next week. Oh, you got the date mixed up.
No, Mum. I didn't send you flowers. What are you talking about? You know when your own birthday is, don't you?
Of course I do. I was just testing you. Well, who sent them?
I have no idea.
Sure?
Of course I'm sure, Mum. Who delivered them? Isn't there a card?
No card. And the chap who delivered them dumped them at the door and ran away.
Ran away? Oh, Mum, don't touch them. It might be something dangerous, you know.
Don't be silly, darling. They're flowers. Beautiful, smelly flowers.
What if they're poisoned or something?
Why would anyone want to poison me? Honestly, Janie, you have such a suspicious mind. Why can't somebody just send me a lovely bunch of flowers without you thinking something terrible is going on? No, I'm not going to let you spoil it for me. Let me have a few minutes to dream I have a secret admirer before I try to track down the florist. I needed something beautiful to happen this morning, and it has.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you need something beautiful to happen? Are you feeling sad?
Mad, not sad. I'm very angry.
Again?
Yes, again. Did you hear that program on the radio this morning about education and universities?
No.
Why not?
Why not what?
Why weren't you listening to the radio this morning? What were you doing?
I was just, I don't know, having breakfast, talking to John, checking my email.
But don't you listen to the news?
Of course not.
What? How do you keep up with what's going on?
You tell me what's going on. I don't need the radio as well. It's too depressing.
Well, you're not wrong there. I am raging. They had these young people on talking about their education and how they didn't think it was good enough and how... Wait a minute. I started to write to the BBC. Let me read it to you. You can tell me if I go too far.
You always go too far.
What was that? Just a minute. I've got it here on the screen. Oh, here. Listen to this. Dear Radio 4, listening to your program this morning, I was delighted to hear some articulate, charming young people expressing their ideas about education, informed by their experience of life so far. There now, that was a good start, hey? Very positive. Then it goes on. Constructive suggestions were called for, and obviously the responses came from the knowledge, the experience they have of the world. Mine, of course, comes from a much longer time spent in the world and a history that involved a different kind of parenting, a different form of education, and a very different labour market.
Mom.
Education. How the meaning of that word has changed in my lifetime. The schooling I received was designed to equip me for a useful life, not for a specific job. We learned how language was constructed so that we would be articulate. We learned how to manage numbers and shapes so that we would be able to function in a world of things, not an internet of things. Hey, Janie, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Mom?
We learned how our ancestors had behaved so that we would learn from their mistakes, as well as from the glories that were, in those days, to be admired and emulated.
Oh, no, Mom.
Oh, wait for it. We were encouraged to be curious and to challenge, albeit in a very mild way, some of the ideas and stories we were told. Gradually, over time, along with many more of my generation, we challenged the idea that those glories were anything but admirably achieved. And so we have learned over the years to be much, much more critical of things like empire, colonialism, history, dead white men.
Mom, no. Please tell me you haven't sent that yet.
Why? What's wrong with it? I think it's very reasonable, not ranty at all for me.
For you? Oh, Mum, please, no, you haven't, have you?
No. No, actually, I haven't. I thought I'd have my breakfast and let it stew for a while, just to be on the safe side.
Haven't had your breakfast yet? It's 11:30.
I was just too angry, and I wanted to write it all down before I forgot what I wanted to say. It's always better to catch the moment, get it down, and then maybe edit. Isn't that what they taught you at university? Certainly worked for me.
Yes, I'm sure it did. But you weren't writing angry, ranting letters then, were you?
Actually, I was. I only went to university because I was angry about something and I wanted to put it right. Why did you? I don't think I ever asked you.
Oh. Oh, because everybody did. It seemed to be the thing to do. I mean, I wanted to do what was normal. I just never questioned it. Actually, now I think about it, you didn't ask me, it's true. But I never even asked myself, isn't that odd?
Oh, I think it's probably normal for your generation. You're right, everybody around you was doing it, why shouldn't you? But Janie...
Yes?
Was it worth it? For you?
Was it worth it?
Don't answer straight away, darling. Have a think about it.
Actually, yes. I loved the reading. Being allowed to read and read and then write about what I'd been reading and then read some more. Gosh, I haven't thought about this for ages. I know the others thought I was weird because I wasn't a great party girl, but I love the permission to read all those wonderful old books.
Wonderful.
And of course, I met John.
And of course, you met John.
What does that mean?
What?
That tone of voice. I thought you liked John.
I do. I love him to bits.
Well, why that tone of voice?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean anything in particular. It's just...
Yes?
Well...
Yes?
Well, you kind of stopped when you met John.
Yes?
It seemed as though you... Oh, my goodness, is that the time... I've got a Zoom call coming in soon and I just have to grab a cup of coffee and something to eat.
Mum, you cannot leave it at that. What do you mean? I kind of stopped.
Well, look, I know. I'll call you back after the meeting. We can have a lovely long chat. We could even Zoom if you like. I'd like to see you. You can show me the new sofa.
Mum, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what you meant.
Oh, dear.
I kind of stopped. Stopped. What?
Me and my big mouth. I'm so sorry, darling.
Don't darling me. What do you mean?
I just meant you settled. You just settled for John and nothing else. You didn't write. You even stopped reading. Really reading. All those magazines, they just don't count. You know what I mean? It's not a criticism, sweetheart. It's just an observation.
Good. I am glad to hear that you are so observant. And you're right, I did stop whatever I was doing when I met John because I wanted to. Understand? I wanted to settle down, to be a housewife, to make a home, support my husband. I wanted to do it. My choice. old-fashioned, I know, and I don't care. And he never questioned my choice. Understand?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do understand. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, Mummy. You observe the true facts of the matter. End of story.
Yes, yes, of course. I shouldn't have said anything. No excuse. I'm so stupid I could kick myself. I do not want to upset you. The older I get, the looser my mouth gets.
I'm not at all upset. And don't you dare start that again about being old.
Oh, older! Oh, hang on.
Bye, Mum.
Someone at the door. Yes? Oh, hello, Jennifer. Hello, Mrs. Doherty. So sorry to bother you. Just wondering, did you notice a florist delivery at all this morning? We're expecting them to come in time for Nana's birthday lunch. And the florist said they'd been delivered already.
Oh, my lordy, yes, they came here. Oh, I'm so sorry, I never stopped to think they might not be for me. What am I like? Hold on. I'm afraid the papers are a wee bit bent. There's no card.
Oh, don't worry. We've got the card separately. Thanks so much. Don't worry about the paper. Oh, I'm sorry we can't invite you in for lunch. Government guidance, you know.
Yes, of course. We must be safe. So it's a birthday. How old?
102.
Wow. Just wow. So precious, eh? Please give her my best.
I shall. Thanks.
Oh. And Jennifer?
Yes?
Will you ask her a question for me?
Sure.
I'd really like to know the answer. Ask her, does she think she's old yet?
That was Flowers for the Birthday Girl. Episode 3 of Am I Old Yet? Written, performed, and recorded by Floyd Kennedy. The music is by Joan Melton.